Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, friends. Welcome to another beautiful episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Wherever you're listening from, your car, your home, on your way to work, or even during your quiet time, I pray that today's word will bring peace, strength, and encouragement to your heart. Our devotional today is titled, Be Still and Know, and our Bible text comes from Psalm 46 verse 10, which says, He says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I once came across a story in a magazine about a world-class violinist, Joshua Bell. He played in the subway station in Washington, D.C., disguised as an ordinary street musician. Thousands of people rushed past him, busy with their daily schedules. Only a few stopped to listen, even though this was the same man who days earlier had sold out a concert hall where tickets cost over $100 each. The music was the same, the beauty was the same, but the environment was noisy, hurried, and distracted, so people missed the gift in front of them. That story struck me because it's so much like how we live our lives. God's presence, His voice, His beauty surrounds us daily. But in the rush, in the noise, in the constant movement, we often miss Him. Friends, can I ask you something? When was the last time you slowed down long enough to hear God's gentle whisper? We live in a world that glorifies speed, fast internet, fast food, fast cars, fast success. But God doesn't always move at our speed. Sometimes He calls us to slow down, to step aside, and simply be still. The psalmist says, Be still and know that I am God. Notice it doesn't say be busy and know, or be anxious and know. No, it says be still, because stillness creates space for us to recognize His greatness, His power, and His love. Could it be that the reason you feel overwhelmed, worried, or even dry spiritually is because the noise of life has drowned out God's voice? Here's the encouragement. God hasn't gone silent. He's still speaking, still guiding, still comforting. But sometimes His voice is like a gentle breeze, like in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12, where Elijah discovered that God was not in the earthquake or the fire, but in the gentle whisper. If you will pause, if you will silence the inner noise and the outer noise, you will find that God has been there all along. Let me ask, what is it that makes you restless today? Is it worry about your job, your family, your future? Here's the truth. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says, You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in You. That peace is available to you today if you'll only be still. So, I want you to take a moment today, just 5 minutes. Put the phone away, shut the door, sit in silence before God, and whisper, Lord, I trust You. You'll be amazed at how His presence fills the silence. Your action point for today is simple. Practice stillness before God. Whether it's in the morning, during lunch break, or before bed, just pause, breathe, and let your heart focus on Him. As you go today, let's declare this together. Today, I choose to be still before God. I will not be moved by fear or anxiety. I know that He is God. He is in control of my life, and His peace fills my heart. I step into today with calmness, confidence, and courage, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for reminding us today that You are God, and we are safe in Your hands. Teach us to be still, to quiet our hearts, and to hear Your voice. I commit every listener into Your care. May their day be filled with peace, joy, and divine direction. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining today's devotional on the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone you love and let's spread God's word together.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.